It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. Police are investigating a rush hour shootout on Broad Street during a suspected road rage incident that ended with a 22-year-old woman hit in the leg outside Temple's Liacoura Center. KYW's Sonny Morgan tells us police shut down Broad Street for a time on Friday night.
The chaos started just after 5:30 in the southbound lanes of North Broad Street as police say two drivers got into some sort of dispute on the road. They say an argument began a block north of the Liacoura Center before both drivers pulled out weapons at Broad and Cecil B. Moore Streets and fired at each other. Deputy Commissioner John Stanford says a 22-year-old woman in one of the cars was struck.
At some point, both vehicles brandished firearms and began to exchange and shooting at each other's vehicle. As a result, the one individual inside of the passenger inside of one of the vehicles was grazed to the leg.
Guns were recovered and both drivers were taken into custody, according to police. A coach bus close to the scene was also hit, but no one was injured from that. Stanford also said after the shooting, some teens began forming a large crowd nearby due to a fight.
Two groups of juveniles began to engage in a fight. Our officers, again, being here on location, began to try to break up that fight, at which point in time led to officers being involved in a foot pursuit.
Stanford says they took three juveniles into custody. Police confirmed the female passenger is in stable condition at Temple Hospital.
All SEPTA operations continue to run, even though the contract expired at midnight Friday for 5,000 SEPTA bus, trolley, and subway operators, plus maintenance workers. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports after 3 hours of talks yesterday, they're taking a break and will resume tomorrow morning.
The union says it's holding off on a strike because some progress has been made in negotiations. Before Thursday, SEPTA had been offering a one-year contract with no raises. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the transit agency has made some movement on that issue.
We certainly want a contract that is fair to our employees, and that would include wage increases, so we're doing everything we can.
Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt, in a statement, acknowledged some progress, but said if SEPTA doesn't meet the union's demands for raises and safety, his union will hit the picket line. The city's Blue Collar Workers Union, District Council 33, is also working without a new contract and has talked with Local 234 about a possible joint strike. Pollitt Thursday said it was too early to talk about that.
We'll answer that question at a later time, but I'm ready to get to the table and get a deal to avoid a strike.
Philadelphia police have made additional arrests in the so-called meetups at several locations in September, where illegally operated ATVs, dirt bikes, and other vehicles flooded city streets. There was dangerous driving, trash can fires, and some police vehicles damaged. KYW's John McDevitt reports from the police impoundment lot in southwest Philadelphia.
Police have confiscated 31 vehicles involved in the meetups that happened in 11 locations, including Delaware Avenue and Spring Garden Street, in the evening of September 21st and into the early morning hours of September 22nd.
We utilized technology, witnesses, and everything we could to do that.
Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor says a total of 9 people were arrested so far, including 21-year-old Joseph Cavanaugh of Levittown.
Joseph Cavanaugh's social media was identified as being the creator of Project X. He was the promoter of this car meet. He was the main promoter. We may have a couple others. All right. But this site, he was utilizing his social media. He was making money. So that's going to be part of this, hopefully, prosecution. And what he was doing in this case was encouraging people from not only Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, states all around us, Delaware, to come into Philadelphia and participate in this.
Kavanaugh was charged with conspiracy. Another man was arrested for using drones to film and sell images of the meetups. Police are continuing their investigation and working to make additional arrests.
Republican Senate candidate Dave McCormick has withdrawn a lawsuit against the Philadelphia City Commissioners challenging the counting of provisional ballots. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The McCormick campaign wanted the court's permission to make global challenges to provisional ballots that are unsigned or not in a secrecy envelope, but withdrew the request after assurances from the city commissioners that ballots would be counted in accordance with the law. Incumbent Senator Bob Casey's campaign seized on the lawsuit to bolster its argument that the race should not yet be called for McCormick, citing the language of the suit itself that the provisional ballots could impact the outcome of the election. A statement from the campaign asks if McCormick really knew he had won, why would he try to throw out so many votes? McCormick has about a 30,000 vote lead in ballots counted so far, but the Casey campaign argues there are more than 100,000 provisional ballots still to be counted statewide. About 20,000 of those were cast in Philadelphia. The commissioners are in the process of counting them.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.